finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, let's dive in. Today, we're tackling those sometimes tricky, sometimes downright scary situations. You know, the ones with those nightmare neighbors?
Yes, the bane of suburban existence.
Precisely. And we've got a real doozy for you today. Our source material is a letter sent to, get this, the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Talk about knowing your audience.
Right. It's a detailed account from one homeowner battling, I mean really battling, with their truly awful neighbors.
You always wonder what pushes these things over the edge. What turns a simple disagreement into a years-long feud?
Well, let's find out. Our letter writer lives in a pretty standard, you know, house, a corner property. Built back in the 60s, nothing fancy.
So the setting isn't exactly the stuff of horror movies.
Nope, not yet, anyway. But then a new house goes up on the vacant lot next door, and that's when our antagonists enter the picture.
The new neighbors.
Yep, the Walkers, who our letter writer has rather brilliantly nicknamed the Boundary Barbarians.
I love it. Very descriptive.
Right. On the surface, totally average family. Mm-hmm. 2 kids, a golden retriever, the whole 9 yards.
But as we'll see, appearances can be deceiving.
Oh, absolutely. And the trouble really kicks off when our letter writer and their partner decide to do some renovations.
Innovations, yeah.
They want to build an extension, you know, home office, bigger kitchen, the dream. They do everything by the book, too. Permits, the whole shebang. Even have a friendly chat with the Walkers about it.
Like being neighborly.
Exactly. Even offer to trim the hedges between the properties. Figured it'd be, you know, helpful since the construction might be disruptive.
A gesture of goodwill.
And that's when the Walkers, well, they lose it.
What, over some hedges?
Not exactly. See, their main complaint is that the extension blocks sunlight into their dining room.
Dining room.
Air quotes, definitely needed there. Turns out the dining room is actually their garage, which they've, shall we say, converted without bothering with those pesky permits.
So there's already a bit of a rule-bending streak there. Always makes you wonder, what else are they hiding?
Right. And of course, the council throws out the Walker's complaint. Construction moves forward, but that's when the real fun starts, the retaliation.
Retaliation over a lost complaint. That seems a bit extreme.
It does, doesn't it? But we're talking about the Boundary Barbarians here. They don't mess around.
So what's the first strike?
It starts off, well, kind of silly, actually. One morning, our letter writer wakes up, and their yard is just covered in plastic flamingos.
Flamingos. Seriously.
Yep. A whole flock of them. And not just on their own property, either. Oh no, these flamingos are strategically placed encroaching onto the letter writer's side of the property line.
Okay, that's a bit more than just silly. It's a clear message, isn't it? Passive-aggressive, much.
Totally. It's like they're marking their territory.
Yeah.
Saying, we're here, we're annoying, and we're not backing down.
The flamingos are just the opening act, aren't they?
You know it. As construction continues, the hedges separating the properties have to come down. So now, the actual boundary line is exposed. Well, Mrs. Walker, she sees an opportunity.
Oh, I bet she does. What does she do? Pull out the measuring tape.
Literally. Out she comes, tape measure in hand, accusing our letter writer of stealing land, calling them a land-grabbing parasite. The whole dramatic shebang.
Wow. So it's escalated from flamingos to land disputes. You have to wonder, was she just waiting for an excuse to unleash?
Right. And to try and avoid a full-blown legal battle, our letter writer and their partner decide to install a new fence, at their own expense, of course.
Trying to appease the situation. Does it work?
You'd think, right? But nope. Not even 2 weeks later, the Walkers are at it again. This time, they start building a brick wall.
A wall. Like an actual brick wall.
Uh-huh. And guess where they decide to put it?
Don't tell me. Down the middle of the letter writer's driveway.
Bingo. When confronted, Mr. Walker claims the wall is for privacy. But when they point out that the wall is, well, on their property, his response is pure gold. Prove it.
It's like they're daring them to take legal action.
Exactly. So our letter writer, not one to back down, hires a surveyor. And surprise, surprise, the surveyor confirms that yes, the wall is indeed on their property. But do the Walkers care? Do they budge?
I'm guessing not.
Nope. They refuse to take down the wall. They refuse to hire their own solicitor. They even have the nerve to ask, why should we pay to fix something you caused?
It's like they've completely flipped the script. They're the victims now. It's unbelievable.
It really is. It's like they live in their own reality where the rules just don't apply to them. And sadly, things are about to get even worse. Welcome back to our deep dive into, well, the depths of neighborly disputes. Last time, we left off with our letter writer staring down a brick wall, literally right in their own driveway, courtesy of those lovely Walkers.
It's a good reminder that these conflicts, they can really mess with your head.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Imagine never knowing what crazy stunt they'll pull next. Must be exhausting living on edge like that.
It is. It's a kind of low-grade trauma, you know, and these things can drag on for months, even years, no end in sight.
Ugh. Sounds awful, like a never-ending battle.
That's exactly what it is, and one that can drain you, both emotionally and financially.
Speaking of battles, things are about to get a whole lot worse for our letter writer. Remember how the Walkers were acting all innocent, like they were the victims?
Oh, yeah. Projecting much.
Well, that act takes a seriously dark turn when Mrs. Walker tries to run over our letter writer's mother with her car.
Whoa, hold on. From a brick wall to attempted vehicular assault? That's a whole other level.
It is, and it shows how quickly these things can get out of control. Go from annoying to downright dangerous.
And it also shows, unfortunately, how often the legal system just doesn't cut it in these situations.
What do you mean?
Well, even with something as serious as attempted assault, the consequences for the perpetrator are often pretty minimal.
It's like the law can't keep up with the creativity of these nightmare neighbors.
It really can feel that way, and it leaves the victims feeling powerless, frustrated, like no one's taking them seriously.
So what happened with the attempted car incident?
Mrs. Walker claimed it was an accident, of course. Didn't see her, she told the police. But she was charged with assault.
But you said the consequences are often minimal.
Right. In this case, she got a slap on the wrist, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And a court order to stay off the letter writer's property, which she completely ignored.
Figures. So we're talking year two of this neighborly nightmare now. Has the letter writer tried reasoning with them at all?
They did at first, but every attempt just ended in shouting matches, veiled threats. It was pointless.
Exhausting. So what about those pranks? Did they escalate too?
Oh, yeah. Things got much worse. It started with them dumping trash on the property line. But we're not talking about your average household garbage here.
Oh, what kind of trash are we talking about?
Rotting meat, breaking glass, even a mannequin head at one point.
Seriously. That's beyond creepy.
It was deliberate, meant to make the letter writer's life as miserable as possible, to instill fear and disgust.
Some people are truly messed up. So how did our letter writer respond?
They decided to fight fire, with fire, in a way. Installed security cameras, hoping to catch the Walkers red-handed.
Good idea. Evidence is key in these situations.
Absolutely. Having a record, whether it's photos, videos, or a detailed log, can be invaluable if you need to take legal action.
But did the cameras deter the walkers?
Nope, not at all. In fact, it seemed to embolden them. Mrs. Walker was caught on camera mooning the lens on multiple occasions. Once, she even wore a Christmas sweater while doing it.
Wow. They're really committed to this whole annoying neighbor bit, aren't they?
It's like they're playing a game, pushing the limits to see what they can get away with. A real lack of empathy, a total disregard for social norms.
Makes you wonder if they have any other hobbies. So what happens next?
Just when you think it can't get weirder, our letter writer starts having a rat problem.
Oh, ew. Probably all that rotting garbage attracting them, right?
At first, they thought so. But the pest control guy had a different theory. He suggested someone might be intentionally feeding the rats.
Wait, intentionally? Like, on purpose?
Yep. It's a truly nasty form of harassment. Difficult to prove, but incredibly disruptive. And potentially dangerous, too.
So, did the security cameras catch the culprit?
You bet they did. It was Mrs. Walker, scattering birdseed along the fence line. Rat enabler, added to her list of charming qualities.
Unbelievable. And these are the people living next door. It's a good reminder that what might seem like petty squabbles can have serious consequences.
Absolutely. They can affect your health, your home, your overall well-being.
So what did they do about Mrs. Walker feeding the rats?
They reported it to the council, but nothing happened.
Of course not. It's like the authorities just don't have the tools to deal with this kind of thing.
That's a common experience for many victims, unfortunately. They feel like they have nowhere to turn. But the worst was yet to come. We're into year three of this saga now. The letter writers resigned to just documenting everything and letting their solicitor deal with it. But then, one night, at 2 a.m., they're woken by a loud crash.
Oh no. What was it this time?
They go downstairs and find their patio doors shattered, with a concrete block sitting in the middle of their kitchen floor.
Welcome back. It's the final chapter in our saga of, well, let's just say neighborly challenges. We've heard about those strategically placed flamingos.
Yes. The opening salvo in this war of attrition.
And that escalated, right? I mean, we're talking about a car incident, a shattered patio door, just crazy stuff.
It's a stark reminder that what might seem like a minor annoyance can quickly escalate into a serious issue.
So as we wrap up this story, where do things stand with our letter writer? Did they ever find peace?
Well, remember last time we left them waiting on a legal boundary ruling. The walkers were still at it, blocking the driveway with their car.
It's almost like they were, I don't know, addicted to the drama.
It does seem that way, doesn't it? That constant need for control to dominate the situation, it's a recurring theme throughout this story.
But our letter writer resisted the urge to retaliate, even though it must have been tempting.
Oh, absolutely. But they took the high road, documented the incident for their solicitor. It's a testament to their resilience and their commitment to resolving this through legal channels.
As their solicitor said, patience. Though after years of this torment, I imagine patience was wearing pretty thin.
No doubt. Our letter writer was at a crossroads, really. Mm-hmm. Torn between fighting for their home and the emotional toll it was taking.
They even thought about moving, right? Just to escape the walkers.
They did. It's a heartbreaking decision many people in this situation face. Leaving your home, a place you've invested so much in, can feel like a defeat.
And there's that added worry. Are you just leaving the problem for someone else to deal with?
Exactly. A moral dilemma with no easy answers.
So what did they decide? Did they stay or go?
Well, here's how the letter ends. So we're staying, for now. They go on to say, to anyone listening who's dealing with neighbors from hell, stay strong, document everything, and invest in good security cameras. You'll need them. They sign off as a neighbor on the edge.
Wow, you can really feel their determination. They're not giving up.
It's a powerful statement, isn't it? They've chosen to stand their ground and face this head on. It's a reminder that we always have choices. We can be victims, or we can choose to fight for what's right.
It's inspiring. So for our listeners out there who might be dealing with their own boundary barbarians, what are the key takeaways from this deep dive?
Well, firstly, awareness. These disputes happen more often than we think, and they can impact our lives in profound ways. It's not just about property lines or noise. It's about our peace of mind, feeling safe in our own homes.
And secondly,
empowerment. Knowing that there are steps we can take to protect ourselves. Documenting incidents, understanding our legal options, finding support from others who've been through similar situations.
It's about taking control, not letting these situations define us.
Exactly. We're not alone. There are resources, people who understand, and strategies that can help.
So to our letter writer, and to everyone out there facing those boundary barbarians, we salute you, your courage, your resilience. And hey, remember, knowledge is power, community strength, and the security cameras, sometimes they're lifesavers.
Until next time, folks, remember, be kind to your neighbors, but be ready to stand your ground if they decide to declare war.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.